Greetings and good morning. You are listening to Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. My name is Eric Gould. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Monday, November 26th. Colorado's Health Exchange is due to come online next October. It's expecting nearly 1 million customers within 3 years of startup. Colorado's Health Insurance Exchange is designed to make it easier for individuals and small businesses to buy policies that cover all important healthcare needs. Ann Imsi of Colorado Public News explained the new exchange to Steve Chavis of KUVO in Denver.
I'm Steve Chavis in studio with Ann Imsi from Colorado Public News. And you've been looking into Colorado's Health Exchange. It looks like this might actually be a popular program.
The exchange is still being built, but they're guessing at this point they're going to have almost 1 million Coloradans use it to buy their health insurance, either as individuals or through small businesses.
So much of this new exchange, this new service, is about branding. So does the exchange have a name yet?
It's called the Colorado Health Benefits Exchange, or COBE, but I'm not so sure they're going to stick with that as their name in the long run.
Let's describe the exchange. What is the insurance exchange?
Basically, they're creating a website where you can buy health insurance, but it's more than just a website. The problem with buying health insurance now is it's so complicated. There's hundreds of different variations for every policy. So imagine trying to buy a new computer and you don't know what you want and you don't know what all these technical terms mean and you're lost. So what they're trying to do is simplify what's offered. And then you can pick a policy, for example, that will cover 90% of your healthcare expenses. Or you can pick a cheaper one that covers 60%.
With a website, a good consumer website, we want to be able to sort by this or by that. So some of those features are included in the website that they're building.
They're planning to let you sort by provider so you can make sure that your favorite doctor is included. By location, you can sort by specific health coverage, like if you need glasses and you want coverage for glasses, you can search for that too.
And what about the population of people, perhaps some elderly, that aren't very computer fluent? What are they going to do with a website?
They're going to have what they call navigators, basically a glorified help desk where you can just call up and have them walk this through for you.
Let's talk about cost. It always comes down to the bottom line. And the big driver of this whole movement is the rising cost of healthcare. So what does insurance through an exchange like this cost?
The main thing is that about half the people using it are going to get a tax credit from the federal government. And by using the exchange, this is how you get it up front so that you don't have to come up with the cash to buy your health insurance and then wait till next year in your tax return to get the money. So it's a way to do that. But another half of the people will be just using the exchange because they hope it will drive down costs. It'll be cheaper for the insurance companies to sell you a policy, and you'll have more competition with policies right there up against each other.
Is there a calculator? Is there a way to say, because we know that we're paying $300 or $500 a month out of every paycheck or out of every month of our salary to cover the health insurance that we're buying now?
The tax credit will go to a family of four with about $100,000 or less a year in income. And, for example, a family of four with a $50,000 income can expect to get a subsidy of about $3,500. And then a family that buys a cheaper policy will then pay less. They'll get the same subsidy, but they'll pay less.
What about the insurers? Are they expected to participate in this exchange?
We won't know until spring exactly which insurers will participate, but nationally they've been doing surveys and finding that most insurers do want to be involved in the state health insurance exchanges. It'll be cheaper for them to sell policies than having an individual broker work with every one of those individual purchases.
Ann Imsi with Colorado Public News reporting on the health exchange as it develops, as it takes the next step. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
The recent news that Hostess Brands, makers of snack food icons such as Twinkies, Ho-Hos, and Ding Dongs, will soon be closing has a local impact too. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that the abrupt dissolution of the company after more than 80 years in business has affected small-scale distributors nationwide. That includes Western Slope Hostess distributor David Romine, who is now without a job. The Sentinel reports that Romine stocked Hostess products in more than 270 convenience stores and all the major grocery chains across western Colorado. His independent company, Tri-County Distributors, was the second largest distributor in the region outside of Denver. Unable to agree to a contract with the Bakers Union, Hostess Brands, Inc. shuttered its plants earlier this month. Romine told the Sentinel he has no hope of distributing Hostess products again, and he himself is searching for a new job. On Saturday, about 200 people searched without success for 13-year-old Dylan Redwine, who was reported missing last Monday. Volunteers spent time going door to door and handing out flyers in the Bayfield area over the weekend. The search included members of La Plata Search and Rescue, three search dogs, the La Plata Mounted Patrol, and a helicopter. The Durango Herald reports that the boy lives in Colorado Springs, but was visiting his father in Vallecito on Thanksgiving break. The missing boy is 5 feet tall, 105 pounds, with blonde hair, blue eyes, and a fair complexion. He was last seen wearing a blue and white Duke Blue Devils baseball cap, black Nike t-shirt, and black Jordan tennis shoes. In prep football games from this past weekend, two local teams made their hometowns proud during playoff action. On Saturday, the Cedar Edge Bruins won the school's first football state championship with an 18-16 win over Buena Vista in the Class 1A State Football Championship at Buena Vista High School. The Bruins were led by brothers Carter and Cade Wasser, junior quarterback Trent Walker, and senior leader Dante Markley, during a 12-game win streak that included two wins over Hotchkiss and one over Paonia. In 3A prep action, Rifle made it to this weekend's state championship game with a 56-6 domination of Pueblo East in the semifinals last Saturday. Senior Ryan Moeller rushed for 207 yards and three scores for the Bears, and Kellen Lee also ran for three touchdowns in the big win. Rifle is undefeated at 13-0 and plays Silver Creek this Saturday for the 3A state title at Legacy Stadium in Aurora. KVNF's Tammy Meck will have more on those stories during the Prep Sports Report on Thursday. And that concludes your local newscast for Monday. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, I'm Eric Gould. Brian Cambria will be back with you tomorrow. Have a great Monday, and thanks so much for listening.